Is it time to give the Czech national anthem an update? The Czech Olympic Committee has just unveiled a number of new versions of Kde domov můj, insisting that on the 100th anniversary of the state's foundation, it is high time to at least consider an overhaul. Ian Willoughby has more.
The Czech national anthem, Kde domov můj, or Where is my home, as very familiar from official events and sporting occasions. The song, which initially had two verses, dates from the 1830s and was written by composer František Škrob and dramatist Josef Kajetán Till. With the foundation of Czechoslovakia in 1918, the first verse became part of the new state's national anthem, followed by a Slovak part. Now, however, the Czech Olympic Committee has put forward a number of new arrangements of Kde domov můj. This version here would be played at sports occasions and is longer than the current, unusually short anthem. Czech Olympic Committee President Jiří Kejval points out that one of the new arrangements contains the original two verses and explains the general thinking behind the proposal.
In 1993, so that's when we become the independent state, Czech Republic, so this remains just only the first part. This is one thing, and the second thing, so that's it's almost 200 years old song. Maybe it's the time, so that's when you have the 100th anniversary of the Czech state. Have a think about the new version, so this which will be maybe more modern.
Composer Miloš Buck is the creator of the new arrangements. At Wednesday's launch, he rejected the suggestion that they may prove too bombastic for the Czechs.
Co chcete radši, aby jsme se všemu vysmívali, aby jsme byli malým národem?
What would you prefer, if we ridiculed everything, if we were a small nation? Or would you prefer if we recalled who we really are? Unfortunately, the modernist paradigm of the 20th century dictates that music not be monumental, and looks at such music pejoratively. But I ask, if it wasn't pejorative in Mahler's day, why does it have to be now?
Když za Mahlera to nebylo pejorativní, proč by to mělo být dneska pejorativní?
Czech Olympic Committee chief Jiří Kejval says he understands that the long-standing version of the national anthem is deeply ingrained in the nation. But he says his organization's aim is first and foremost to foster a debate on updating it.
What does it mean for Czechs? You know, so this generally, I think, so there's 80% of all use of the national anthem is during the sport. And maybe the discussion is about the Czech anthem, what does it mean for us? So this is how we see the historical context, how we see all the aspects of the national anthem. That's good. And we would like to open this discussion. And we think this discussion is for 10 million people. Definitely everybody so this can have his own opinion.
How likely do you think it is that the anthem will actually be changed in the future?
Of course. So this, we put lots of effort in it and we'll be very happy if we succeed. But it's not a dogma. So this will be very careful, so this will listening to the other opinion, and maybe at the end, so this will be something else, or even it will not change. But I think so. Just the discussion is very good to have.
The new versions of the Czech national anthem can be heard on www.hymna2018.cz.